A recent study by the University of Florida may help prevent the spread of a disease that's damaging tomatoes worldwide. WUSF's Jessica Mazzaro spoke with the lead researcher in Hillsborough County.
Florida's tomato industry generates $520 million a year, but a disease called bacterial spot is lowering the crop's immune system and decreasing the overall yield. Gary Vallad is with UF IFAS Gulf Coast Research and Education Center in Balm. He led a study that determined that these bacteria outbreaks are starting at transplant facilities. That's where tomato seedlings are grown to then plant in the field.
This transplant environment is an ideal environment for the bacteria to blow up, if you will, grow. You're using overhead irrigation. It's really warm. The plants are closely spaced, really close to each other. They're typically like, you know, less than an inch to an inch away from each other.
Vallad says once the bacteria is in the field, it's hard to manage. So he hopes this study will help change the way transplant houses eliminate infected tomato seedlings. Jessica Mazzaro, WUSF 89.7 News.